because I've learned to value my own opinion of myself and not what others think of me. You know, my mother will tell you, like, my favorite line to say to her is, I don't care. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I am recording this a bit on the last moment, but that's fine. Today's topic is that sometimes people can surprise you with their opinions, their ideas, their growth, and even in how they've learned new things or have learned how to communicate those new thoughts and ideas and things. And I've been finding myself in a weird space where I've been needing to deliberate on quite a few things over the past month, especially since I've been unemployed and my contract ended. Having to go through that entire process and then also having to figure out what I'm doing has really made me grow. So, having to do all these things has really made me contemplate everything, from my job and not having one anymore to what I'm doing with my time off. And most difficult, I would say, is what I want to do going forward, because that is something that has really been plaguing me. And it's been a thing that really made me think. And I'm very open to other people's ideas and what they have to say. So, aside from just having to make a decision for myself, bouncing ideas off other people can be nice, but there is a double-edged sword perspective to it, because if you know the person you're speaking to and they tend to have a wise nugget of wisdom, sometimes having to sift through everything else they say is a bit difficult. So that sometimes can be a bit challenging, but it does have a bit of a payoff. And recently, people in my life have been able to give me really good advice that I didn't even expect. And that's been enlightening, because I've been learning things about myself and how to be more open-minded and to do exactly that. Take everything they say, but then sift through it on my own and really process it for myself and dig out those nuggets of wisdom amongst everything else. Because for me, that is a really impressive thing that other people do. Their life experiences teach them things that they can teach you without having to go through it. And them experiencing these things and expanding their mindsets allows me to do the same thing. And ever since being home, I have noticed I've been getting mentally stronger. I've been able to put up firmer boundaries with others. And I definitely attribute this to a few things, definitely. But most top tier of the list is believing that I need better from myself and from others. Because once you stand up for yourself and you just, like, have the realization that, wait, I am worth way more than I'm being treated right now, that is a momentous occasion. That is the domino that will change everything in your life. And once it falls, it's the best thing ever. So, that was great. And you could be listening and being like, okay, great, domino's falling, good analogy, but how does this all start and what can I do? So, it's a change. It is both easier than it sounds, but longer than you think it will be. There's no time limit on it. There's going to be setbacks, there's going to be slip-ups, there's going to be progress, but not in that order. And the biggest thing you can do is introspection. I had to find the core of who I am and what I hold valuable in my hands. And one of the best ways to do this is to ask yourself, if you were put in X situation, how would this change your life? And I love cliches because they do teach you a lot about yourself. And There's a reason it's a cliche. You know, it's used in movies, it's used in music, it's used in poetry, it's used in books, like anything and everything. Ask yourself, if you won a lotto-sized amount of money, would you be the same person or would you change? You know, if you became famous overnight, would you become a diva or would you still be yourself? These types of cliche things really help you see who you are and what you value. If you found your love of your life tomorrow, would you change to please them or would you still be you, knowing they are your soulmate, they are your partner? How would you change? Would you change? Because I asked these questions to myself and I was fascinated a little bit because I asked a lot of them and various scenarios and situations, and the one I found most fascinating right now was, if I won the lotto, what would I do and how would I behave? Because I'm unemployed, I have no money coming in, a little bit here and there from investments. I got 28 cents the other day, yay. But I asked, like, if I won the lotto, would I change? And I honestly think I would not, because I would still want to find a different job. I would still want to do my podcast. I still want to upload to the YouTube. I'm recording a bit of background for myself right now for the YouTube, for when I get to this particular week in my vlogs. Like, I'd obviously buy some dream items with the money, like a house, which I have been saving for, so it's not like it's out the norm. I do aspire to own the new Nespresso machine. It's the Virtuo machine, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But like, that's it. I might buy a car secondhand. I might get a demo model of a car. And it's not the latest and greatest. Like, I like Suzuki. I've been eyeing one of their cars. But money doesn't really matter to me. I remember two of my previous bosses either promising me money and not giving it, or trying to use money to motivate me, and I gave them a blank stare that kind of scarred their soul, because they were just like, oh, you could get this amount of money, and I'm just like, I don't want that. That's not why I'm here. Like, I'm here to work, and yes, I will happily earn the money, but I'm not gonna go and do this additional thing on a commission basis to earn extra money. Like, that does not hold any value to me. That's not what I want. And yeah, I don't care about money, but I do understand that I need money to survive. But it's never going to be the end all and the be all of who I am. The amount of money in my bank account does not change who I am in any way, shape, or form. And I think I'm very grateful for that. Just in the same way, I don't think going viral or getting fame online will change me, because I've learned to value my own opinion of myself and not what others think of me. You know, my mother will tell you, like, my favorite line to say to her is, I don't care. Because either I don't care what that person thinks of me or judges me, or I don't care about whatever it is we are discussing and feel it's a waste of my time and energy to put anything into it. It's not worth me caring about it, so I don't. Which is kind of the whole point. It's all about you. You know, what you hold value to, how you see yourself, how you think of yourself. It's your value above others' moving goalposts for you. And once you figure that out and realize everyone's too busy caring about themselves to judge me or care about me or have an opinion of me in any way, shape, or form, you'll be much better off. And I mean, I've been vlogging facelessly, I would say, in quotation marks, for a while, and now I just don't care. And the beauty is that old footage I would have been scared to upload with my face in and would have tried to figure out how to cut out, I now can just put online and actually laugh at how crazy I was feeling about it, because it's not the end of the world. Like, who cares? And one of the best discoveries, aside from valuing myself and not caring about others' opinion of me, is that I was able to stand up for myself, to be treated better, and speak up for myself. Not only to be treated as a person, let alone an employee, but as a contributing member in society. I'm not just here and leeching off the government. I'm actually doing things. I'm helping people. I'm doing what I can where I can. And I am a person with multiple passions that I want to pursue. And the key word being multiple, because I don't just want to do one thing, like get a job, do it till I die, and then, you know, end of story. I don't know what the future is going to hold for me, but I do know I want to enjoy every single part of it. Doing a job, doing my YouTube, doing my podcast, all of those things. Self-discovery is the best thing I could recommend, and I would definitely suggest shadow journal prompts. I've mentioned them before, and also just journaling. That will help a lot, especially when you are constantly reflecting. It helps. I heard someone speak about finances, funny enough, and they actually mentioned something along the lines, I think it is, anything that gets inspected gets respected. And I was just put down the phone and walk away, like let that process, let that marinate, because that is beautiful. Once you inspect yourself, you will respect yourself and be like, I'm worth more, I hold more value, I am an incredible person, and I deserve to treat myself with respect. Because if you don't treat yourself with respect, no one else will. I don't want to keep rambling, it's late at night, but in conclusion, I am still discovering myself, but I do feel I have made very long strides, especially in this first year of my 30s. Like, I am a whole 31 years old and I'm still growing, I'm still learning. And I think one of the biggest lessons of the past year has been to trust your instincts. Stop, reflect, and analyze that feeling in your gut that's like, something is off. Because sometimes what is right in front of us is something we kind of just choose to ignore, or we listen to what other people say. And there's nothing worse than getting bamboozled because someone else told you to trust it, and then you end up wasting years of your life on that thing because you listen to other people instead of listening to your own gut, instead of listening to your instincts, instead of listening to your intuition. Insert whatever year, like, listen to it, okay? Do that. Most importantly, biggest tip I can give you, vet people before letting them into your life. Trust me, it'll be the best work you do up front. And if you have people in your life that aren't working out, ruthlessly cut them off. Cut them out, move past. Because people who don't give you the same 100% you give them are not worthy of having you in their life. This is not a high school group assignment where you're going to do the work, someone else is going to take the credit, another person's going to come in with like 10%, and someone is just sitting in the corner the whole time. That's not how this works. This is your life, and you are worth the full 100% commitment of the people in your group, in your closest circle. As the saying goes, you are the sum of the 5 people you spend the most time with, so choose those people wisely. Do not let them slip into your circle. You don't want a traitor in your midst. Done and dusted. That is my spiel. I'm not getting off the soapbox. And introducing the song of the week, which is Team by Iggy Azalea. This song happened to pop up on my hip-hop playlist, and that's just how I knew I had to use this song. I'm gonna leave it linked down below. Go listen to it, especially lyrically, because she literally is like, baby, I got me, okay? You need to have you. You are on your own team. You need to take this seriously, and you need to take care of yourself first. So do that. I will leave all my socials and stuff down below in the link tree. I'm on this vibe where I'm just trying to have everything as corralled as possible. So definitely respond on Spotify if you are listening there, and just comment on this episode. Check it out on my Instagram, or leave a comment on the YouTube if you are listening to it there. And I would like to encourage you to try and discover yourself. Try and meet your inner self that has been covered up by all the layers of growing up and putting on masks to people please. Because if you're listening, you probably have done that. So shed those layers, uncover that nugget of wisdom that is inside of you, and keep trying to be a better being. And I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.